Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
I'm Mary Walter. And I'm here with Cam Edwards, the editor of BearingArms.com, sitting in for Vince Colonnais. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary, and good morning, everyone. Mark Morano, the author of the new book, Green Fraud, Why the Green New Deal is Even Worse Than You Think, is with us to talk about all things climate. And Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Cam. Happy to be here.
All right, so we've got a lot to talk about, including John Kerry's totally carbon neutral trip to China to talk about climate change. But you've seen this headline, I'm sure. This sounds like the plot of a bad Hollywood disaster movie. Should we block the sun? Scientists say the time has come to study this. The National Academies said the United States must study technologies that would artificially cool the planet by reflecting away some sunlight. And they want the U.S. government to spend at least $100 million to research the idea of blocking the sun, Mark.
Yeah, this is an idea that's now been recycled every few decades. In fact, they call it geoengineering of the sun, and Columbia University calls it enhanced weathering. Does that sound like something you'd like your government involved in, enhanced weathering? But what they did in the 1970s, we've been through this before, Cam. In the 1970s, when fossil fuels caused global cooling, long before they've caused global warming, they were worried, scientists in the 1970s, and I have a whole chapter in my book on that, Green Fraud, where they were terrified that the Earth was going to go into the next ice age. So they proposed putting black soot on the Arctic to melt it. They proposed using nuclear energy to melt the poles so that we could warm the Earth. And so this their version of geoengineering. And now fast forward, here we are again. Bill Gates is involved in the funding on this. What I like to tell people, if you're terrified to think of Bill Gates as your doctor, think of him as Mother Nature. That may even instill a whole new level of terror. But this is going forward. At least the money spent on this is going forward.
Yeah, of course, because we're just spending, like, I would say drunken sailors, but even drunken sailors eventually wake up. Here's the thing, when I'm thinking about this, how does the rest of the world feel about the United States saying, you know, we're just going to block the sun? I'm just curious how the rest of the world feels about this.
Well, it's a very good question. And what this really is, this is the National Academy of Science, which is now recommending this go forward, is literally 100% government funded by all three levels of government. So this is essentially a science funding lobbying, quasi-lobbying organization. What they're doing is they're getting money, and they're doing it out of fear. And exactly what you said, not only are other governments going to object on anything like this, they're also worried about all the side effects on crops, on agriculture, on weather. I mean, it goes on and on. They actually say, because we've failed so much to support UN treaties and the Green New Deal, that we have no other choice. This is our last choice. It's risky and experimental and dangerous, but because we didn't commit to all these plans when we saved, so kind of like an endless lockdown. In other words, we didn't wear our masks enough. We didn't lock down. We didn't follow government. So the lockdowns will continue. It's almost like we didn't embrace the Green New Deal. So now we're going to do this risky, radical experiment. So I don't actually think they're going to go forward with doing it at this point. They're just going to go forward with funding it. And I think that's part of the plan here, because this is literally, in a sense, all about money. I don't think this plan has any realistic chance of going forward at this time. However, you know, there's been local weather modifications that, you know, China, Russia have bragged about this, and certain cities claim they can snowfall. It's a very scary area to even look at in the climate debate. And, you know, let's hope this is just a funding boondoggle and nothing more.
Yeah. Boy, wouldn't that be?
I can't believe that's the outcome.
Exactly right. Yeah. Well, let's hope they just waste $100 million. In the meantime, climate czar John Kerry, you mentioned China. He is traveling to China this week, hoping to talk climate change between the United States and China. Expected to travel to Shanghai. I'm sure this will be a carbon neutral trip here. The State Department says that the department does not have any, quote, travel to announce at this time. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs did not respond to questions about the potential visit. But quickly, Mark, what do you expect to come from Kerry sitting down with the Chinese to talk climate change?
Well, Kerry's already announced that they don't care about any of China's human rights violations, any of China's economic imbalance issues with the United States. All they care about is getting China to commit to climate. And here's the thing. China is all in on this climate agenda for one simple reason. They're exempt. They're considered a developing world nation. The United States is the one that's committing to crippling our economy through the UN process. China basically is going to do what it's always done over the next several decades, peak emissions, and then they'll stabilize. So John Kerry should have no real resistance other than, you know, a big pomp and circumstance and stuff, but in terms of getting the Chinese on board, because they know that the United States is going to be trading energy independence and dominance for eventual dependence on China for rare earth mining and more products as U.S. manufacturing gets sent more and more overseas as we comply with these climate agreements, whether they be domestic like Green New Deal or international like UN Paris. So China's all in. This is all for show. Kerry is doing another bad deal for America.
Well, Mark Morano, I just keep saying, well, I just hope I'm all dead by the time this all explodes. Mark Morano, the book is Green Fraud, Why the Green New Deal is Even Worse Than You Think. Thank you so much. We do appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Mary.
Have a great week. 6:43 on WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I want to thank you so much for your perspective.
Washington's Mall.
I'm just telling you the truth.
105.9 FM, WMAL.